And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous, Monumental, Most Fascinating, Massively Mind-Bending Monday, as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, we fire back into Genesis. Yay! Picking it up at chapter 4. From this difficult beginning that we've had from chapter 3 comes even more difficulty birthed by human disobedience and sin. But don't lose heart. Not every moment in Genesis is a disaster, just many of them. And chapter 4 starts off with a little bit of fun and mystery. Adam and Eve slept together. He knew Eve in the biblical sense. But I need to interject a serious rebuttal to the overly prudish amongst our faith. Adam and Eve were intimate. If it was lousy, they wouldn't have wanted to have another kid. So maybe people should think about that. Next, and yes, the Song of Solomon has spiritual references, but to think after all the scripture testifies to the passions of men and women that God wouldn't include a book on human love is kind of utterly ridiculous. After all, intimacy is a part of creation, so we can get a small grasp of our need to be connected. But finally, the Eden boys, well, they grow up. One becomes a farmer, and the other a shepherd. No. Stop. No. Absolutely no. This is not the reason why God didn't accept Cain's offering, because he was a farmer. That is adding to the word of God. The difference is defined in verse 4. Cain brought stuff from his garden, and Abel brought the prime choice from his flock. The difference is not the substance, but the heart. It's always been that. It's always going to be that. It's our best for God. Because if you don't give God your best, he doesn't receive it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. You know, like the rainy, rainy garage sale. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. So much more. Just remember, though, it's not professional radio. I've already made about 32 mistakes in the beginning of this show. That's okay. It's just radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Yes, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, by the way, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing that your spiritual radio family has your back.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. I was going to text you while we were doing our, you know, when you sit there for 5.5 hours doing a garage sale and it's raining, there's not a lot to do.
Right.
So I was going to text you and say, want to come by and buy something? I was just going to be a joke, but it was rather funny. So then we tried to do it again on Sunday, you know, waiting for after church, and mm-hmm. and Bert got out.
Oh, Lord.
So it wasn't that it was terrible. It was just like, I called out Noah. I said, Bert has escaped.
Is Bert a dog that when he gets out, he just kind of roams around and does his own thing, or does he take off? Because I've had two different types of dogs where I had a miniature schnauzer that when he got out, he took off. It was just like, yep, bye.
Bert, it's kind of an in-between. So Bert will take off about two or three houses down, then he'll stop and look at you, right? And then you're like, mm-hmm. Come here, Bert, come here. And then you have to get like a piece of ham or something to try and lure him back, right? So anyway, hold on. So then I got closer to him, and then he darted another three houses. And then so I went and got the car, because you can only do this so long, because at some point you're at six, seven houses. And then I started driving the car, and he darted another two houses, and he did that all the way up for five streets.
Oh, yeah, so he's in between. He likes to tease you.
Yeah.
Like you think you're about to get him, and then he'll run some more.
He thinks it's really funny. I didn't talk to him for an hour and a half when I got him back in the house. I just want to say this right now. I did not talk. He was like trying to be all nice. I'm like, nope. Nope, I'm not talking to you right now. Nope, nope.
I had two miniature schnauzers. One would take off right when he got out, and the other one, he would just kind of, when he got out, he would just kind of roam around the front yard, so you didn't have to worry about chasing him down.
Schnauzers are very smart, by the way. They're very smart animals. All right, so anyway, this is kind of stuff that we go through. Why? Because this is the kind of stuff we go through. This is life. The thing about Christians is everything doesn't revolve around the church service. Okay. In fact, the church service, ironically, and I love the way that John Wimber said this years ago, but the church service is supposed to be the meeting place is the church service. And it's supposed to be the making place for the marketplace, which is the world. In other words, church should be equipping all of us to be stronger, better, wiser, and more in touch with how we, the saints, are to minister wherever we go. And so some people get so caught up, and it's like, well, it's got to, you just got to teach, you got to do this, you got to do this. And I did have this one discussion with this man over the weekend. It was just a wonderful guy. He was a brother in the Lord, and we were talking. And I just told him, I said, you know, Jesus took a nap. Jesus slept. Jesus ate. And so he was asking me about the radio show. And I said, in San Diego, we wanted to know how this team is doing. In Dallas, we want to know how this team is doing. We live. We're actually living in our lives. We're just trying to do it with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and at the center. See, that's just normal living, right? I mean, I could tell you all about great fast foods. Why? Because I go to them. Okay, even though Al thinks Whataburger is the best in the world, I'm not going to comment on that. But I'm just saying, because we live that way, we exist that way, and it's okay. It's okay to be normal people, but have Jesus at the forefront of everything we do. I mean, there's nothing weird about that. You don't have to walk around going, oh. That's what's weird. All right, so what would be a reason for you to email us or text us or call us? And that could be, it could be a praise report. It could be a prayer request. You can have something that's happened in your life. You just wanted to share it. You could have something happen, you know, like an answer to prayer is a cool praise report. You could have something that's going on, maybe just a question, maybe just a thought. Maybe you're just like, well, I'm just trying to be encouraged or trying to be encouraging. We allow all of that. Plus, we think that's important. We think that's important to God, that we would be encouraging to one another. That's the whole love one another as I have loved you, which is much more powerful than us loving our neighbor as ourselves. The way Jesus loved us is far superior. And so we just look at that and go, man, I want to be along those lines, right? Carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what it teaches in Galatians. It's either you believe it or not. You're either a Bible believer or you're not. And then we also do Bible trivia because it's cool and it helps us keep the Word of God at the forefront of our thoughts. Here's your Bible trivia question. This comes out of Psalm 81:10, and you guys should know this, and if you don't know it, you should know this. It says this, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will blank. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will, what will the Lord do? Psalm 81, verse 10. That's your reference point. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Very funny, Al. You can also text 214-210-8483. And then additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So quick reminder, I just want to make sure everybody knows that we are going to be moving on Thursday and Friday. So we're going to do two replays. They're some of the best replays I've picked yet. So there's going to be some really, really decent shows. I feel bad for Jacob because there's not a lot for you to do. You're just going to have to like, okay.
Yes, right. Thursday and Friday will be a bit slower. But
a little okay. Slower around here, won't it be? So I just want you to be aware of that. All right, so your trivia question, and you should be able to get this, Psalm 81, verse 10. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will. Okay, and you got to answer that, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. Yay! D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I don't know how to say it different. I don't know how to say it differently every time. Like, so when I woke up today, I was kind of tired. But then I got into the Word, and that was really helpful because it helped my mind align. Okay, and then I went into prayer, and that was really helpful because it gave me a confidence or a strength that the Lord was with me, like in the process. And that's how you go through the day, connecting and being connected. And it's not the last time. I'm going to drive home. I'm sure there'll be some ridiculous news on because there always is. And then at some point, I'll just turn on the worship music and just worship the Lord and not care because drawing closer to the Lord sustains me, strengthens me, and helps me. And it's true for every one of us. I don't do it perfectly, but the more I do it, the better off I am. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. It has never become more apparent in society how they are absolutely trying to make the Bible and everything in the Bible hate speech. Politicians, false religious teachers, academics who think that God is a microsand or something weird, Hollywood people who never got it, the media that doesn't care about anything but ratings and fame, doesn't mean a thing. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. He is the Word of God, John 1:1. So between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, 785,000 in the King James, that Word of God. Get it? 39 in the old, 27 in the new. There you go. Never be ashamed of the Word of God. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So some people think, well, you know, I'm going to draw closer to the Lord daily. I'm never going to be ashamed of his word. And I'm going to be a really loud, irritating, obnoxious human being. Okay, that third one, that's not in there. Okay. That's, you can do that anytime, anywhere. Most people do it at sporting events. You don't have to do that. We're just ready to serve. And you might not do anything in a day, all right? I mean, we don't have, the record does not show each and every single day of the 3+ years that Jesus was with the disciples. It shows the events. Something might happen, not happen the entire day. But we are supposed to be ready, always ready, to serve and to honor the Lord. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Okay? All right. Good. All right. So in that portion, I do want to say this before we get rolling or do anything else. Everybody in this audience, when you hear about somebody else, so earlier today we talked briefly about Robert and Roslyn. We talked about also Julianne, my own daughter. We talked about Noah having some skin issues, needing some prayer. We talked about Cynthia, who's facing a terminal time. We talked about Al. We talked about people's finances. We talked about people's marriages. We talked about people having wisdom. We talked about that. These are the people that the Lord has brought into your life. These are the, I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to try and manipulate. I'm just going to try and say it as carefully as possible. The Lord wants you and I to care for the people that he has brought into our lives. You don't got to spend 30 hours a day in prayer because that's not what's required, and there's not 30 hours in a day. but we carry with them. For some, we rejoice with them. For others, we weep with them. But that is what the body of Christ is supposed to be and the body of Christ is supposed to do. The Holy Spirit does the ministry of Jesus right now on the earth as Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. But where is the Holy Spirit hanging out? Inside of you. So we, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, have the ministry of Jesus on this earth. And a big part of that ministry comes down to John 13, 34, and 35. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. That's the key. Okay? All right. In the trivia question, by the way, and this is a marvelous verse, and please, if you don't know this verse, please add this to your repertoire. This is Psalm 81, verse 10. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. That scripture is completely focused on our expectation. When you come before the Lord and you pray, don't let the prayer dribble down the side of your mouth. Open up your mouth wide and expect, because that's faith, and God responds to faith. Get that? Okay. All right, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch! Ouch! But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too... And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures and I couldn't stop talking." Oh, welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Another really good one. This is in Hebrews 7:7. Hebrews 7:7. Yes, that's how Jesus makes coffee. Hebrews. Okay, anyway, Hebrews 7:7. Now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the... You got it. Fill in the blank. Hebrews 7:7. Now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the... There you go. Hebrews 7:7. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. What's our number? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are in Genesis, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes. And we are at Genesis chapter 4. We've gotten through the first four chapters. I do want everybody to know that it is not everything in Genesis is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not all bad, but, you know, the fall of mankind is bad. So you've noticed that we've spent some extra time on there, and we need to be honest about it. It's like this really set the world, a society, in the wrong direction. That's just no way around that. So now we're going to pick it up. After this has taken place, we do have somebody who is calling in, so we do want to give them a chance if they're going to do, if they're asking to answer trivia, or perhaps if they're going to ask for prayer, we'll be ready to do that as well. But let's just listen to what it's saying. Beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the blank. That's Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. What is that word? We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Great. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Don. How are you?
I'm doing great, Don. How are you doing?
I'm tired. I've been pulling weeds outside.
You're pulling weeds outside?
Yes, I have a... I have a cactus garden that needs help.
Well, brother, I send you vibes of help. That's the help I'm sending you. I couldn't resist. My friend, let me set up the question. Let me set up the blank, and then you can give the answer. Okay? You ready? Okay. All right. Beyond all contradiction, according to Hebrews 7:7, the lesser is blessed by the...
greater.
That is correct, Amundo! You can also say the better, the superior, any of those would be phenomenally correct. I think the idea is there. The lesser is blessed by the better, by the superior, by the greater, and that's a great thing to know because the Lord blesses us. So, okay, we'll take that all day long, right?
That's right, brother.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, are you still making cookies?
I am. I made 15 dozen for our Bible study last Sunday.
That's so
And they funny. Ate every, plus two chocolate cakes. One velvet chocolate velvet cake and one chocolate cake, and I had four pieces of the chocolate cake left. I know, Adea. I've been thinking about quit doing it, but you know, it's kind of a neat thing. People really, I mean, they line up to get that food. Can you believe it?
Yes. Yes, I can believe it, especially after the diet I've been on. I'd be lining up too. I think it's awesome, and I think it's awesome that you do it, and it blesses people, and that's what's cool.
Yeah, it does, and that's where I'm trying to just accept it that way because it's a good thing. I could be not doing it, and then we would be sitting there wondering, why isn't Don making any more food for us?
Excellent. That's just hilarious. Yeah, you got to do it, and it's blessing people, and you know you got to do it, and it's on your heart. So you just got to keep doing it and smile.
And I'm going to, one of these days, I'm going to get something over there to you, I tell you. But Monday and Tuesdays are my only days to do chores around the house. And then I start baking.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to drop them off somewhere between 1:30 and 3, we'll get them on the way out.
Tell me what your favorite cookie is.
Oh, anything. Oh, I love cookies. So I said chocolate chip, anything like that. What do you think, Jacob? I want to ask Jacob.
Do you like nuts?
I do. Can you have nuts, Jacob?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
we can both have nuts. It's all good. Jennifer likes the nuts. We like anything chocolate. We're going to go yes.
Hey, if it's a cookie, I'll eat it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Got it.
We'll eat it.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Love you guys.
All right, you too, brother. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, now this part, now don't get offended when I read this. I didn't write this book. I'm reading this, right? All right. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Now Adam slept with his wife, Eve, and she became pregnant. When the time came, she gave birth to Cain, and she said, "With the Lord's help, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to a second son and named him Abel. Let's just stop right there. These are the Eden boys. That's what I call them. The Eden boys. You can argue about the genealogy anytime you want. I have no problem with that. Everybody thinks that everybody has the exact answer. Nobody does. That's just the cute part. But that's not the part I want to focus in on. Adam slept with his wife. The biblical to know him. Right? We know exactly what that means. They got together and they were intimate. Again, I would just make this argument from the most simplistic possible thinking process ever. If this was a horrible thing, I think they would have waited a lot longer to have a second. It's just like, okay. And we know that certain things the Lord has brought into our lives that has created are designed to be blessings for us. So let's just start off with a simplistic thing because, you know, we're discussing sex. You mean the thing that God created? Oh, but he created lovemaking. Okay, sure. Okay. And it's baseball or it's the cowhide ball or whatever. I mean, like, come on. Those are silly things. But it starts off with a little bit of fun and mystery in chapter 4. They slept together. He knew Eve. And now the togetherness has produced what? A child. This, of course, is where all the reasoning for all people who are thinking, well, we evolved, it's all evolution. It all falls apart because what they can come up with is one entity that survives and comes out of the water. What they can't come up with is another entity that comes out and survives out of the water. And then the two of them knit together and make a third entity that comes out and becomes its own entity. And it's just like, nah, it's so far out. There's no statistical analysis. It goes on for infinity. That's not the issue. That doesn't even matter. That's just dumb stuff. Here's what's really, really, really amazing. Eve gets pregnant. Never supposed to have pain in childbearing. Remember, that's a part of the negative part of things. Not that the pleasure was stripped out, just part of the negative parts, right? And it says that she gives birth to Cain, and she said, "With the Lord's help, I have brought forth a man." So here's what I want you to pick up on, and that is simply this. Even the most simplistic, what seems to be not connected to God elements are always still connected to God. And with the Lord's help, she gives birth. And what I want to say about that, and you just listen to what I'm saying, because it goes right down to your breathing. Nothing we do that is acceptable, right, good, decent, fun, whatever. Nothing we do is outside of God, not even giving birth. It was with the Lord's help that she brought forth a child. Even in the most, you think about, there were millions and billions have given birth, right? Not one time without
without God's help. It just doesn't happen. You don't breathe without God's help. You know how you're driving right now? Your ability to drive is because of God's help. You know how you're listening with your ear right now? That's because God let you, enabled your ear to listen. You can get anything you want, say anything you want. The very breath you breathe every day is a gift from God every day. Multiple thousands upon thousands upon thousand gifts a day. No ifs, ands, or buts. And in the next section, I'll talk a little bit more, not a lot, a little bit more about the intimacy part, because God created that. Not man. It wasn't created by sin. It wasn't created by Satan. In the design, it wasn't supposed to have any pain. It was all supposed to be pleasurable. Think about that one. Like, yikes, but did we really blow it or what? Yes, we really blew it. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Oh, no, it's not on his tail. It's on his face. I've ruined it. Oh, no. Well, that's okay, though. Somebody else will come along and get it right.
Thanks for coming to my birthday party, Stewie.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I've never been to a party before.
Want to watch me blow out the candles?
I would love to see that. And gosh, Bobby, I'd love to play with some of your birthday toys, but only after you've played with them and only if you say it's okay.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where that is, unfortunately for you folks, one of my favorite fills. Gosh, Bubby! Anyway, let's do the trivia question. Oh, sorry. You guys, you know what? All the stuff that's going on, listen, take a deep breath. Nothing is happening that is escaping God. okay? And if you are all caught up in court gate, give yourself a little bit of breathing room. Let's see if you can finish this passage. He makes my feet like the feet of blank and sets me on my high places. Psalm 18, verse 33. I will tell you, it is an animal. He makes my feet like the feet of, and he sets me on high places. Psalm 18, verse 33. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Listen, let me tell you something. I want to give props to Ginny. Ginny, I know you're out there. She took a picture of the book. She bought the book and then sent me a picture. And I got my books the other day, so I ordered more than one. And for the new book, The Faith That Pleases God, I showed it to Jacob today, right? It looks cool, it's small, it's short, it's effective, and it's all geared to encourage your faith. Is it perfect? No. Is it the Bible? No. Will it encourage you in your faith? Yes. That's what it's designed to do. I don't care about the rest of it. That's what it's designed to do. On the website's a place to get it. If you want to get either the ebook, the print, or the audio, you can do that. If you can't afford it and you want that, send me an email and we will get it for you. Just that simple. Check that stuff out. Plus, on the website, you know, the giving is big. It helps. We can't do this stuff without the giving. Let's just be honest. So that's where we're at in that. But if you don't want to give, you can pray for us. We would love that. We would be very, very appreciative. Check all the stuff out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
I don't know. I think this show's got some of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
we've been getting some good fills, and then the website liners. We had the was it the Alamo?
Yeah,
and
the Alamo one, or
the Stewie.
I can only remember. Yeah, it's just like great stuff. See, for me, folks, this is rewarding. That's the only way I can put it. Your trivia question: he makes my feet like the feet of, and it's an animal, and he sets me on my high places. Psalm 18, verse 33. I will give a hint, but not quite yet. I will be giving a hint, okay? All right, in the meantime, we are going to do history. So let's do history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, here we go. Today is National Jelly Bean Day. Jelly Bean Day. See, now I like the Jelly Belly, the wild flavor ones. Do you like those?
They're okay. I don't dislike jelly beans, but I've never been a big fan.
Not a huge fan?
Yeah.
We had the kids over yesterday, and see, Noelle, when we do movies for the kids, we let them watch a movie, and we watch it with them, and get them, like, candy, like, that's from a theater. And so very close to Jelly Bellies is, like, Ike and Mike's. And so Cash, one of my grandsons, he likes Ike's and Mike's, so him and I were sharing them. They were so good.
Did you pay $20 for it, like, in the movie theater?
No. Ironically, you can buy those things much less elsewhere.
Yes.
Found that to be outrageous, but okay.
Yep. You go to the movies, you get a drink, a popcorn, and a candy, and then it's $100. What? What?
Plus, we want at least one line on your mortgage. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Our National Jelly Bean Day. It's also In God We Trust on April 22nd, which is today. But in 1864, Congress passed an act allowing for In God We Trust to begin appearing on U.S. coins. For those who are thinking it just came about in the last, like, 50 years, try math. Math is good. Try calculator. Additionally, for those that think it's kind of unique, 1993, the Holocaust Memorial Museum is dedicated in Washington, D.C. And then in 1994, a year later, the first left-handed heavyweight boxing champion ever, Michael Moore, defeats Evander Holyfield for the title. That was the first left-hander ever.
Oh, wow. It took till the 90s.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. Hmm. That is just weird. Okay, anyway. All right, back to the trivia, and then we'll move on. You'll get one more hint from me, and then that'll be it. And if you don't get it from that one, I can't help you. He makes my feet like the feet of, it's an animal. He sets me on high places. Psalm 18, verse 33. I'm pretty sure that's the right reference. Your only hint is this. Bambi-like. There you go. Okay. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Also, 214-210-8483 is the text, and then David at hemusincrease.org is, in fact, the email. Here we go back to the text, back to 4-1. Now, Adam slept with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant. When the time came, she gave birth to Cain, and she said, "With the Lord's help, I have brought forth a man." So it's important to understand that the word Cain sounds like the Hebrew word to bring forth or to acquire. To bring forth or to acquire. That's what Cain sounds like. I have brought forth a man. And then later, she gave birth to a second son and named him Abel. So before we get into the grow up part, I want you to understand something. There is some belief that Cain, they thought because of the prophetic word that came about that, you know, from her offspring, there was going to be a something of a dark blow dealt to the enemy. Some people think that Eve was thinking, well, it's this kid, it's Cain, and it's like, maybe, I don't know. Here's what I do want to point out, and I think it is important, and I don't want you to get squeamish on me because I don't appreciate it. I'd like to be a person who's all reflective on Scripture, using all of Scripture. So there are a lot of people that think that sex is dirty because you use the word sex, and I just want to say this. God created the intimacy process. We sinned, and it ruined the beauty of it, what it was supposed to be. But there are people that think there's no way that God would ever support people enjoying themselves being intimate. Not only is that goofy, but it's super goofy. The elements that we understand in Scripture is that God gives us enjoyment when we eat and when we drink and when we do work. All these are gifts from God. And there's an entire book called Song of Solomon, or, you know, Song of Songs, that is devoted to the intimacy between men and women. And so there's this problem that people have because they're like, well, that's really all about Jesus. And it's like, no, there are references in there to Jesus, but it is not all about Jesus, and I can cite about 15 passages that will kind of lay that to rest. Here's what I don't want people to be thinking. God is the one that created this intimacy. Then man takes the great things of God and perverts, which we kind of already know. But God is not opposed to you having moments of enjoyment. God is not opposed to you growing and developing. God is not opposed to a husband and a wife, because that's how he set the standard. How do we know that? Because it talks about a man leaving his mother and father in Genesis and cleaving to his wife. That's how you know that. So marriage was instituted very early on in the relationship with mankind. But there's nothing weird or bizarre about God making that a blessing. There's many things that we have to go through that are difficult and hard. But the Lord, in the midst of much of our trials and many things that we have to face, gives us bonus moments of grace and mercy and blessing. So stop thinking that's weird and stop thinking it's this or that or whatever. And don't sit there and just listen to a church or a church denomination talk about people being intimate as though that were the law and they must know. Read it for yourself. Read Song of Solomon. And once you've read it, tell me that God doesn't understand. Okay, and I say that because people forget that there is ways that God has created for you and I to have blessings, even in the midst of the sinful existence that we have. Do you understand that? That's a gift from God. Do you ever feel the warmth of the sun on your face and have it feel really good? You think you make that up? Okay. That's just the point there. Now, I'll finish this, and then we'll give the trivia question the exit, but I want you to catch this. So Eve has Cain, and the Cain comes forward, and the Lord helps her, and then she has Abel. When they grew up, so we just skipped their whole early life, Abel becomes a shepherd, while Cain becomes a farmer. There are, again, people that think, well, he shouldn't have been, you know, I mean, Abel was a shepherd. That's all the Lord loved. The Lord loves shepherds, you know. He doesn't like farmers. Well, guess what? There's nothing to eat if there's no farmers, so that's ridiculous. Not only that, but there are a multitude of laws in the book of in the Torah, plus everywhere else, that have to do with farmers, and then Jesus taught on farmers. So farmers is not something that's bad. Farmers are necessary, because without farmers, we're not eating. So stop thinking, well, only Cain got it right. That's ridiculous. Abel got it right. That's ridiculous. Cain and Abel, one was a farmer and one was a shepherd. And that's it. And there's nothing weird about that. And one of the people in your family might be a mechanical inclined, and another person might be an artist. So there's nothing weird about any of that. It's okay. All right? And we'll get into why that's important in about 2 minutes. In the meantime, in our trivia question, he makes my feet like the feet of blank and sets me on high places. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, which is why I said it's Bambi-like. Right? I mean, that was kind of like the hint. All right, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. The Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email or not. I did. I sent it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not appear, as according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy, and it will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly.
Right.
This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for a teaching you've never heard before. In the meantime, here's your trivia question, and you ought to get this one correct. Let not your heart be blank. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14, 1. Let not your heart be, you believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14, verse 1. You can reach out to us as soon as I can find the phone number. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Very straightforward. Let not your heart be... What? You got to answer that. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14, 1. That's what we have there for you. This next section, the end of this is... I want to do it justice. It doesn't get taught a lot, so you're going to hear probably kind of a newer thing on this. I want to go back to Cain and Abel. Before anything else on the offering, I want you to listen to what's being said. Cain, it is believed, that means, so you can understand, it means to bring forth or to acquire. So she names him Cain and says, I have brought forth a man. Okay, that's the whole, with the Lord's help, I have brought forth a man. Or even acquired a man, could be. Could be either one. Now watch. She gives birth to a second son, and they name him Abel. And they sit there thinking, okay, what about Abel? Ah, excellent question. Abel actually means breathe or to breathe. So Cain, his name means to bring forth or to acquire. And Abel means to breathe or to breathe. Now listen to what I'm going to show you. I just want you to get this. You know the story. You know where it's going. But I want you to catch the testimony ahead of time in the Word of God. And here's the testimony. It's clear that Eve gives birth with the Lord's help because, like we said, nothing that we do is outside of the Lord. If you have every breath that you take as a gift from God, you're doing nothing outside of God's help. Okay? When you sin, you're independent, you're doing it on your own, but God enables you to breathe, and he lets you still breathe even after you sin, which, by the way, is mercy and grace. So if he gives us, and he does give us breath for everything that happens, to some degree that everything we're doing, we're connected to God, right? Because of why? Because he lets us breathe, because he breathed into Adam. And Cain is brought forth means to acquire, but Abel means to breathe. It's not a coincidence, but it is a testimony that the breath was murdered. Listen to what I'm saying to you. If Cain means to acquire or to bring forth, and Abel means to breathe, we know, as it's going into this, that Cain is going to murder Abel. Cain murders the breath. And I want you to understand something. You need to understand it. You need to be in tune with it. You need to understand how deep sin prevails and how terrible sin actually is. People think, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's the absolute destruction of mankind without any reservation. There's no ecosystem problem that will ever match that. There's none of that other rubbish. All of that's baloney. The breath of God is what gives man life. And Abel is named breathe or to breathe. And he is the one that is murdered. And people have been trying to destroy the breath, the air, and the voice of God from earliest on. That's what Satan's trying to do. Why do you think Satan wants to stop the Word of God in the public square, especially understanding that all Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, is God-breathed? He's trying to murder the breath of God, so to speak. And people have been doing this for ages and ages and ages. And that very same breath is what sustains you and enables you. And that's why it's so hard to read the Bible. It's so difficult to keep stay in these things because it's a war. And the war is raging. It started in the garden and it's never stopped. And God is trying to communicate to you and I by witness, by his word. They're trying to shut my breath down. And then what we see in society is if they can't do it as a from the individual frameworks, then we'll just take out the word of God, which was written by the breath of God, since every scripture is God breathed. We'll do it that way. That's the plan. It's not going to work. But I want you to see how intricate the war is. Deeply involved. Killing Abel is a statement about killing the breath of God. Think about that. Now, I want you to really let that bake in the noodle. That is some serious stuff. I'm going to give you the trivia answer and so on and so forth, but you need to listen to what I'm saying. This is what the enemy tries to do to you and I on a regular basis. He tries to snuff out the voice, the breath, the air that comes from God. And some of you know, you can even tell, sometimes the air, the atmosphere, something doesn't seem right. That's part of that process. Just think about how intricate that is, how serious that is. How powerful that is. And yet, as we find out and we go through the story, another one comes in the replacement of Abel. Wow. All right, trivia question. Let not your heart be blank. You believe in God, believe also in me. The answer is troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Here's a fascinating thought about that. It's a decision. You don't have to let it be troubled. Think of that. Interesting. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same. So I punish myself, I go down to the jail of my soul.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.